Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, and wild we are. This is Psychic Jouser. I hope you're having a wonderful October. We have been talking to individuals, and as you know, yesterday we did the readings. Today we're going to be talking about that subject that a lot of us think about during Halloween, the veil, and people on the other side, those loved ones, those individuals, the people that have passed in your life that meant so much to you in different ways and are now over on the other side. So some of you sit back. You know it as mediumship. Other people know it as spirituality. I have a phenomenal guest. All of you have been texting and writing me on Facebook. This is someone you've not met before, but you're just going to love her like we all do. This is our wonderful and phenomenal light sister, Esther. How are you doing, Esther? Hello, we are having energy. We have a lot of energy. Esther, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Jethro?
Wonderful. Those of you tuning in, I want you to grab your speakers and turn them up all the way so you can hear. This is live Psychics Gone Wild. Esther is a unique spiritual individual and a very good person and just a wonderful being. So those of you calling in, we've had a lot of asking. We're going to talk to you about those intimate subjects, those of you who've lost a loved one. Importantly today, one of the things that are probably the most hurtful, losing a child. Esther has agreed to come in. I know a lot of you are writing. You can put it in the chat room. I will get with you on that. Just go to the Psychics Gone Wild room. We're having away prizes. I know that a lot of you want that $500 prize for Christmas. It's in the Psychics Gone Wild room in Facebook, private room, so you have to come in. I do love all of you, and I welcome any of the Psychics Gone Wild hosts, guests over the last 10 years, and individuals that Jethro and I myself have taught. I do have and advise other people to enjoy our things, learn from it, but we do not market you there because this is where we do our connection with our light brothers and sisters. Esther, they all want to know here. Just tell us a little bit. Esther is born, raised, her spirituality.
Oh, I was born.
Yes.
I was born in Bakersfield, and I was raised in Oakland. And go on. Sorry.
No, you're fine. So you're a California girl.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, we got Californians. We've got people writing here. Snoop Dogg, I love it. We've got her. We've got a California girl, a very adorable one. Esther, what is your astrology? Do you know what month or what your astrology is?
I am Scorpio, November 20th.
Oh, wow. So those of you know, she's got a birthday coming up. Scorpios are very intuitive. Some of you writing in. Jethro, I'm so emotional. I'm listening in today. I just lost my daughter. It was 2 months ago today, and I find it very ironic that you're putting on a show. This is Della, and I'm over here crying my eyes out in the Rocky Mountains. Della, this is the show to listen to. Esther has agreed to this, and we're going to be talking. This is very emotional. You can hear me already. There is a lot of energy here. Those of you know, not only my son, but Esther, tell us a little bit about what's happened and the person that you lost that's been helping you from the other side.
Well, it's funny that Della lost her child two months ago, because I do remember, like at this moment, I really remember how I felt at 2 months ago and what I was feeling. I lost my daughter through epilepsy, so our biggest nightmare was that it would happen. So when it did happen, it's like we kind of knew, you know, I don't know what your experience is, but my daughter, when she passed, the house got very cold, and she was just nudging me. I just felt her nudging me that, you know, I wanted to make sure she was okay. And that's how I came across Jethro. And it's his name that, like, sealed the deal. You know, when I saw his picture and I saw everybody else, and I don't know if this is answering your question or not, but this is a little bit about my story. But I did feel the calling to go talk to a messenger, and I'm just so happy, you know, with everything. I hope that you know, if you get to experience Jethro's work, you know, I hope you get the same peace of mind, you know, and my faith is strong, you know, so I do put everything in God's hands, you know, and I did have a good experience, and Jethro says that I was listening to my angels, like I did everything that they told me to do in preparation for my daughter to leave, and now it all makes sense. Like he said, California girl and Snoop Dogg, yeah, I was smoking my weed, cleaning my room for the chaos that was about to happen, not knowing that it was going to happen. And then my daughter comes over with me, you know, for the last 3 weeks of her life. And so we got a lot of work done, not knowing, but just going with our intuition or our guidance, you know. And then Jethro he's more than a psychic, you know. He's more than a psychic. He's brought me a lot of peace. Anyway, that's my story.
Love it. And Esther, those of you tuning in, we've got people just texting all over here in Albuquerque. Jethro, I remember the readings with you before, and you always talked to us about this in Colorado. I've since moved over here to Albuquerque, your friend and an ally. I want you to understand, when I listen to her, I can feel the angels. Her daughter has some really strength and power. Jethro, please talk about this and help some of us. I just lost one of my parents and feeling some of this. This is a good thing we're talking about. Esther came to me, and this is a good thing for those of you who know. Your guides lead you. If you're feeling drawn or you're getting that, find that person that will do that contact. Just settle for somebody who's just telling you this and that. You need to know. I know a lot of different beliefs. Esther's one of our most Christian people, as so is my friend in Albuquerque. When you came to me at that time and we worked on some of those energies, the first parent that I had passed was in a different energy. I'm going to bring up the name, and we all love her dearly, and that's Morgan. Morgan is Esther's daughter. For those of you tuning in and following along, Morgan was a beautiful human being, very strong individual. This is not a meek girl that, you know, didn't speak up. This is a person that really had her own loving beliefs and strengths. And as she went through what we call the passing, she wasn't only instructing her mom, she was coming through that was very strong. And those are the individuals really who have the message. Oftentimes, individuals will go through and they can be, you know, like this, as you've wrote here with my friend over Ted here, yes, your son was poor, but your son really strengthened and is now coming back and forth, but he had done his life. So what you will feel is that. Never worry if you feel them coming in. She was coming to her mom. What emotionally got me, and those of you confidential, you know, I never share the reading without permission. Esther's here and we're talking this live. Esther's daughter was saying, I want my mom. I mean, it was so strong, and she had so much energy. It emotionally was an energy. I felt blessed that she had picked me, and I can tell you what we're talking about. People go through different vibrational energies. So the first month, the first time, there is transitioning, there is things happening. Those of you who are tuning in, this is Psychic's Gone Wild. I'm here live with Psychic Jethro and the phenomenal guest star Esther. We're talking about the mediumship. During Halloween, we all know the veil gets thinner. That's the energy between the two. And when you have someone who's just recently passed, and that's during that time that you need to have some of those things there. When that is happening, as Esther's daughter decided to tell her and wanted with her, she wanted her mom. Esther and her spiritually connected and agreed that not only could her daughter Morgan come back and forth, but also that Morgan would be helping with mom over things that had happened in the lifetime. So you can call it, she became a little bit of Esther's guide, for those of you who understand that, or she became more honestly a warrior, because she also chose, after being over there, to add on helping with other life situations and things that Esther and only her had talked, and family we talked confidential. She decided and wanted with her mom's energy. Those of you who do, rest in peace. Esther, tell everybody a little bit about some of the things you have done since Morgan's passing to help you and her connect and talk.
Okay, so I do very much remember Jethro saying to me, she's going to make it to the seventh. She's going to make it to the seventh, to the top, to the seventh level. Oh, yeah, I can't remember the correct word. She's going to make it to the seventh level before the year is up. So I remember I had to do things for her to get it to another level. And it was just things like standing up to my landlord, you know, speaking out for myself, you know, like you do things here, you know, but it helps them up there. Another thing I did was I prayed a lot. Like I just prayed a lot. I chanted, you know, things like give her strength. You know, like, I know she's here because I can feel her. But it's not just that. It's like she was a very unique person, very strong, and very vocal. You know, when she had one, especially if she got accelerated, you know. But a lot of things that Jethro said were like only things that Morgan would say, like, I don't know. I hope your experience with him helps you guys. But yeah, standing up for my to my landlord, speaking up for myself, being strong, you know, messages getting through Jethro, and then to your own intuition becomes stronger. Like, I don't know, I am that Jesus lover. You know, and it's like you kind of do have to have, I have faith, and I see Jethro as my messenger giving me confirmation, you know. But yeah, stuff like that is what I had to do to help Morgan. And like right now I feel her because I keep getting like emotional, but my mom just passed too. And yesterday they sealed her at the cathedral with my dad. So I think I have a lot of angels here right now.
Oh, I feel very chill. You can feel it. We've got people right now. You're very good, Esther. And I love all of you getting the emotion. Val writes over here in Manhattan, this brings tears to my eyes listening to you today, Jethro. I do love your readings, and you've given me a couple not only over the radio, but privately over the phone. I must tell you, my niece passed away, and I have this. I hope it doesn't hurt Esther's feelings. My niece and me were fighting. Does Esther still sometimes talk to her daughter and ask her of things that happened to have an understanding of what happened? You see, my niece was brought to my house, had some other issues, and her brother ran her off. The second night that she was out, she was killed by an automobile accident. I have not really forgiven myself for my 14-year-old niece. Is this something Esther can maybe help me? How do I speak with her and not be afraid that I have let her down?
Oh, wow. No, absolutely not. Like, I think you just bringing this up, you know, like you just bringing this up, and I have to say prayer is so strong for the, you know, for the spirits on the other side. Like how do you forgive yourself? You know, like you have to forgive yourself. Like you have to know that your niece, through prayer, like her where she's at is gonna be so much better for her. Like my mom, like I understand Morgan got into a fight with her dad and she stormed off. That's what brought her to me for the last 3 weeks, you know. But it's like, and me and Morgan did have a rocky relationship, but like through faith, like I said, I was watching that Minimalist on Netflix, smoking my weed and just organizing my room, not knowing that there was going to be a big fight. And I told her, you know what, like Morgan, like you can stay here. But, you know, we both have tempers. Like, I'm not even going to lie about that. You know, but I go, look at this. I go, look at this space right here. I go, for 3 days, I've just been cleaning and smoking. I go, I didn't know that this was going to happen, and neither did you. I go, but guess who did? Guess who did know? You know, I go, this is God's plan. You know, your daughter, your niece got hit by an automobile, and I think that's really, well, I feel it really tragic, and I understand the whole brother kicking her out, because that's exactly what Morgan's dad did to her. So I guess I'm supposed to be talking to you today, you know, but I have to say prayer, and it doesn't cost any money. It's free. It's just your time and you thinking about her. That's my advice to you.
Love this. We got so many fans here. And Esther is here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on Psychic Circle. For those of you tuned in on Zoom or here with us now in Winter Park, Castleberry, Orlando area, we want you to have that time. I want to talk to her, Jethro. I love this lady. I'm sitting here with my little baby, holding my baby, feeling the fact this woman is Hispanic. I can feel it. And I sit here and I hold my little baby, Nino. I tell her, listen to what is here. You see, the saddest thing is she lost her father, and she's only 3, but she has been experiencing things. Esther, does your child have another sibling? Did you have another child? Do they feel the same thing? Because I feel my little baby, also only 2 months old, is feeling the path of his father last week.
I do believe my other daughter, Morgan does have 2 siblings, but she also has a sibling on the other side that's older than her, and she's like made him so much stronger, you know. He's in a better place. My God, I forgot what we were talking about, Jethro.
You're okay. This is an emotional subject. And those of you tuning in, we're going to just sit and relax a minute. Those of you calling, it is the 515-602-9673. Come and talk to me. That is a new number for all of you radio fans. Remember to follow along so you can come in. We do the readings. Those of you wanting the progression, I'm seeing 267-386-203-401-709. You're just coming in the room. We've got another one, 631 just came in, 922. All of you are going to be getting those readings when we do the hour, and we're at that part. Those of you coming in, we've got that time. We're running the listing. We've got a lot of energy here. We're going to spin the wheel. Some of you keeping track, if you not remember, this is the show that does the wild. This is Psychics Gone Wild, not Psychics Gone Mild. What we give you is we give prizes away. We're going to spin the wheel, and we spin it. Those of you hearing it, and it stopped on Lana Turner. Those of you know the secret code, put it in Facebook, and you can walk away with $150 worth of stone necklaces, 1 book, and a $65 reading by Psychic Shannon. So get in that room, get in that thing, and start having the fun. Those of you, Jethro, I went to your site. I never know what to do. Put in there and message me, psychicjethro.com. I will get the message. I will help. The thing I really want you to understand, you're watching and listening, I'm sorry, to the show, and you're going. Or if you're a YouTube fan and you're watching, I need to know you're out there. I have 29 successful students, and as hopefully here, and knowing as a psychic, here on Friday, I will have gotten 31. Two more students are getting out there. Esther's one of the beautiful students who learned this to use this to speak with her family. She wasn't about doing a psychic business. She wasn't even about doing the spiritual work of psychic. She was about talking with her daughter, making like individuals, and she's been a blessing to all of us on Psychics Gone Wild. And as a Psychic Jethro family member, we love her. Those of you who are interested, I want you to contact my email or Psychic Jethro, and I will forward you over if you'd like a candle. She makes unique, beautiful candles that are personally for each of your child. Those of you know about my son Jeffrey, Esther was the person that made it in such a way that is more beautiful and very affordable so that you can have that and be able to have that memory. During Ian here, and those of you know in Florida, I moved here, wild psychic that I am, right in the middle of this stuff, right in Hurricane Alley, and Ian was very intense. The security I had was the fact that I only now had that candle in the spiritual prayer, but as I was burning it, feeling it, it gave me, even as a gift of psychic, my son here teasing me, going, you're staying here and don't go out. He stopped me from going outside. I wanted to go out and fix one of the roofs because it was tearing up my place. And my son sent the humor, as those of you know, with Jeffrey on the other side. He goes, Dad, you're insured. You need a new roof on your shed. I wasn't thinking. So I love you guys. This is how we're doing this. This is intimate. I hope those of you, I love you right on here. This is Mark over in Nebraska. I just really think that this is some kicking ass stuff, Jethro. Well, I wasn't supposed to say that. We're PG. I'll be changing the rating. This is some kicking stuff. And I don't know what all happened, but I can feel Esther has been through some stuff. Jethro, I'm reading her clairaudient. I have asked for years to have a teacher. I'll be contacting you. What is your amount? Because this person, I can feel the growth in her. I love that, Mark. But what this is you get with me on there, and I do affordable $20 if you want to come in an hour and a half and work with Groupon. I do personal if you want a little more. I also do intensive where you come down 3 days. I guarantee you your abilities and your work, you're out doing that. That's me and you one-on-one, and then a month later I contact you back, and we make sure that you've got your stuff going. You're on this, the websites, the or if you, in the case of other individuals, you want to be able to connect with that loved one. I can say this confidentially, that the name here is, we'll call her Miss Unhappy in Florida. Jethro, you know that I have been coming to you now twice, and I'm very much excited. I'm listening to the show today, and I am very happy. I want to thank you for the class this week, and I am hearing my husband's name. I'm also connecting with individuals who also are family of his. I need to know these things because, as you know, I'm with child, and this accident is going to change everything. With your help and the guides, my children will not only have a link here with the father that passed, but also my son that is not here, to really get to know the man that helped him the first 4 years of his life. I love you guys. This is what it's about. We're getting really intense. I know we're giving away prizes. The way to get the $500 prize, you keep writing to me, go in, save these secret codes. Number one, psychic secret, Myrna Loy. Under Myrna Loy, what was Jethro's mom known for that made her handle and deal with a lot of her gifts? She was a sweater girl, for those of you, or cheerleader. You can put that down. My mother was a very beautiful woman, raised 8 kids, was a very attractive lady. Put that down. You're going to be doing Myrna Loy. The key of it is, so you have to be secret. We have to do a little psychic. You're a little wild. What is the dog's name of the psychic that was on the show and known as the psychic detective in Vegas? Gypsy, remember that? We did that in Christmas. This is an easy one. She also is hidden under one of the famous glamorous girls, and if you can find Jan Bachdrakey, you'll be taking $250 home cash. So if you're looking for money and you're looking for fun, come to Psychics Gone Wild in a reading and just good people. Esther, I love you. I know you have such a schedule. You came in. They've got another question here for you. Esther, when I was sitting here and listening to your show, you brought up something I find very fascinating to me. My family have always teased me because I am very much into Jesus and the world. They have made fun of me as a Jesus freak. And listening to you today, I realized the two can go together. Your daughter is not only positive and light, But as I felt there and you spent with your mother, I felt another person that just very much was a blessing. Am I correct? Your mother was a very good-hearted woman?
Yes. Yes, she was. And one thing that Jethro said to me the other day, and I'll cheer Jethro on all day because he had brought me so much peace. But one thing Jethro said to me the other day was, he's like, Esther, your mom can taste food, you know, and I told that to my cousin Carmen, and I'm like, don't you think that's like really like confirmation right there? Because towards the end, she had no taste buds, and she would always say, I miss the taste of food. Like, I miss the taste of food, you know. Yeah.
Love that. Those of you tuning in, we're right now at the part where, Esther, I love you dearly. Thank you for coming on. You've got to come back. She will be back at Christmas time if we can get her in to come in. We're doing Psychics Roundtable.
Oh, but Jethro, I will throw this out there. So I do make a healing candle. If you have lost someone, if Jethro wants to go ahead and give that away as a prize, like, I'll honor that and I'll send it to you. If you want to do that, Jethro, you know.
I do. Oh, my gosh, we love that. Those of you guys tune in.
It's up to you. Yeah. But you just send pictures, and then we'll make something up for you. And if you could just tell me a little bit about your person, you know, this is a healing candle. So I personally, like I said before, I like to smoke my weed. So I'll light the candle if I'm eating or anything where I can watch the story. And it's all about the flame and how it goes down and how – and we also did, because I felt like my mom brought people together. So I put, like, them ziplining. My parents are ziplining. And it's in Mexico, so you're right. I am Latin, Mexican, American-Mexican. And they're ziplining, and everyone there is like, you're here. But when you light that candle or even when you look at it, I don't know, it does kind of help you heal. And I think it's nice for them, you know, that you're eating with them or whatever. Anyway. I'll throw that in there, Jethro. But thank you for having me. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We're going ahead right here. We're down to the last 1 minute. We're going to slide in for those of you, 267-386-203-631-280-650. We got 90 seconds. You're going to have to tune in. I hope you followed because we'll be giving away those few minute readings here later this evening on the show. With an hour, so you get to have. So I've got your down end on the list. I'll move you up in the queue if you are back. If I don't see you again, stay wild. It is the way to be. I love you. This is like a Jethro. I've been doing this 39, 40 years. Going to keep helping who I can. Love you, man. Talk to you again. Blessings.